Welcome to Shomach Shavan Adam, she is sponsored by Nishmas Arm Yaakov Shom, Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding a Gittin Daf Kof Ches. The Mishnah of Daf says, maybe get, a person brings a get, and he left the husband either old or sick. You can assume the husband is probably alive. And the Gemara goes on and says that the reason is, a Zoken, we assume he's alive if he didn't get the age of 80, and Choyle Rav Choylin Chaim. But if we're talking about a goises, someone who's on his deathbed, then you say Rov goises im lamiso, and therefore you assume he probably died. This is opening to a very interesting discussion that we have in the poskim regarding saying a mishabeirach for a sick person who is not in front of us. The Ma'aril in Hilchos Smocha says in the beginning that a person should not do a mishabeirach for a choile who's not in front of us, because maybe he either died or maybe he became healthy. So therefore, you should not say a mishaberach. In the Sefer Nachlas Shiva, there is a long arichus about this. He has a few simonim to discuss it. And the Nachlas Shiva has 2 points against the Ma'aril. Point number one is, we see in our Gemara, that unless a person is in his deathbed, unless a person is a goises, we assume he's probably okay. So what should be the problem to say mishaberach on him? And second, asked the Nachlas Shiva, why should I have an issue to begin with to say mishaberach? I'm not saying Shem Hashem. I'm not saying a bracha. So what's the issue? You say mishaberach. In the worst case, it's a suffix. So you're not sure. So you say mishaberach al suffix. So Nachlas Shiva himself, there's a back and forth with a shoyl asking the questions. And the shoyl is pointing out that the issue is because of tefillah shav. A person is not supposed to daven a tefillah that is a tefillah shav. A person is coming to the city and he hears that his wife gave birth, he should not say to Hashem, please have it a boy, because she already gave birth. It's already too late. It's called tefillah shav. So here also, if the person is not here, then maybe a tefillah shav. So Nachlas Shiva himself comes to argue with this and say tefillah shav is when something is completely over. Here it's a suffix. Here it's maybe yes, maybe not. So therefore, that should not be a problem with tefillah shav. And this discussion is brought down in a few places. The Shai Tshuva and Or Chaim Sin Rish Pechet, it brings both shitas. The Shusyanko even Tshuva speaks about it, and many others. And the Ochas Shulchan says, of course, the Ma'aril meant to speak about a goises, not a regular sick person. A regular sick person, we see in our Gemara that we assume he's alive. But just to focus a second on the second point of Nachlas Shiva, to what is the issue to daven misofik? Seems to come out that the issue is that tefillah, the whole idea of tefillah, as the Mishnah and Ovis tells us, that tefillah needs to be tachnunim lefnei hamokom, not kva. And all the mefarshim and Pirkei Avos there explain, a person needs to daven, realizing that Kadosh Baruch Hu is right in front of him, and he's talking to Hashem. The ikar at tefillah is to talk to Hashem as if he is standing here, punning the funny. A person needs to talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu and feel that it's mamish, a tefillah towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why it's not supposed to be tefillah kva. A person just reads the words that you have in a siddur. Prison Mamash has to feel that he's talking to the king. When a person comes and davs a tefillah shav, that's the biggest zilzul in the tefillah. You're going in front of the king, you're asking for something that doesn't make sense, you're asking for something that cannot be changed, so you're not really talking to the king. That shows that you don't really mean to daven. Efshar, that according to the Ma'aril, at least according to the Poshim Shah and the Ma'aril, and the Shoyl who argues in Nachlas Shiva, the pshat is davening to a Kadosh Baruch Hu al safek. You're not sure if the davening makes sense. That really is the same idea at tefillah shav. That is not considered to be davening in front of the king. Going, and for a person to go in front of the melech, in front of the king, and cry and beg for something that in a sense can be a tefillah which doesn't really work, which is really too late, that's not a real tefillah tachrim lifnei hamokom. And this pshat is very meduyuk, because the Ma'aril, if you look at the Ma'aril inside, what does the Ma'aril say? That you cannot daven for a choile because either maybe he died, but maybe he healed, maybe he ivri. We don't know what's the status of the choile. Could be something good happened to him. It's not that he's saying that we assume he probably died. We assume that maybe something changed. And if something changed, that tefillah misofik is something which is not proper. So that's the pshat of the Ma'aril. You should not say mishabeirach, which comes in doubt, not because of our Gemara, not because we assume that a choile probably died, because you can't have a tefillah shav. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.